WUNC's been highlighting and explaining each of the six constitutional amendment proposals on this fall's ballot in North Carolina. Today, reporter Rusty Jacobs reports on expanding crime victims' rights.
Colin Willoughby served as Wake County District Attorney for the better part of three decades as a Democrat.
You can't prosecute many of the cases without having the involvement of the victim to show that the person broke into their house or stole their property or assaulted them.
Full disclosure, I worked for Willoughby as an assistant DA from 2010 until he stepped down in 2014. As an attorney with the Raleigh law firm McGuire Woods, Willoughby has done paid consulting work and lobbying for a group supporting Marcy's Law. That's the victims' rights law passed in California and named for a slain woman, Marcy Nicholas. But Willoughby has been advocating for expanding victims' rights since his days as a DA in the 1990s. He helped in the effort to draft the current Victims' Rights Amendment in the state constitution.
We've done a really good job in our society of providing defendants' rights and protecting them with the Constitution and ensuring that they were provided those rights. But we need victims' rights on parity with the defendants' rights.
The state constitution already guarantees victims of crimes the right to be notified of court proceedings and to be heard at sentencing. The proposed amendment would give victims the right to be heard at any court proceeding in their case and to receive restitution in a timely manner, and it would guarantee enforcement of their rights. But not all prosecutors think a constitutional amendment is the way to go. Peg Dorer directs the North Carolina Conference of District Attorneys.
I'm concerned that it may stretch thin the resources for the victims of personal crimes, you know, like homicides and sexual assaults.
Dorer says that's because of the huge number of property crimes and victims in those cases that will need expanded attention from overtaxed DA's offices. She also says the right to enforcement of victims' rights could mean additional hearings and ballooning court dockets. Willoughby, the supporter of the amendment, says he hopes the legislature would step up and appropriate the necessary funding. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.